5-2-6. This call may be recorded for quality assurance and record-keeping purposes.
Wait while I transfer your call.
On deck, this is Jade.
Hi, Jade. This is Anthony from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Doing good. How about yourself this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm still waking up a little bit, but I'm getting ready for lunch. I just had something to run by you real quick. It's about an approval we received on the 16th.
Okay, do you happen to have the application number by chance?
Okay, so it's called Mesa Lakes Lodge Incorporated, but I can go ahead and look at our emails and see what the application
is. What's the first name of the business?
It's called Mesa, M-E-S-A.
M-E-S-A. Oh, correct. Found it. Okay, cool. No worries about scanning through your email. Alrighty, so what's your question here?
So we have received that approval, but I emailed you guys a few days ago saying that the merchant is in, they're in collections with MCC. I was just wondering if that would affect the approval at all moving forward.
Yes, you did say that. Let me double check for you real quick. Hold on here. So basically, they took out a loan with MCC in the past, and now they're in the collections.
Yeah, correct. Correct. We asked for the terms of, like, basically what they were delinquent on from MCC, but they didn't, the MCC reps really didn't give us too much detail on it.
Okay, so let me just put you on a brief hold and see how that affects us, if it does in fact affect us.
Okay.
And I'll give you an answer momentarily, okay?
Okay, you can even give me a call back later if that works better for you.
Nah, do you have a quick second? I could just put you on a quick hold
okay,
real now.
Sure.
Right,
yeah,
right now. Hey, Anthony, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, cool. So I just wanted to double check. So long story short, regarding, you know, any collections, issues, delinquencies, any of that the merchant has with another lender, that doesn't affect the approval that we can provide to you guys. Everything would basically remain as is. We
okay.
would, however, definitely still need the official payoff letter. However, if the payoff letter notes any of those issues, that may cause, you know, a red flag to pop up. But,
okay.
of course, we can essentially bridge that, you know, gap when it arises, if in the event it does arise. But hopefully that answers your question.
Okay, it does. So basically what you guys would need, you'd basically
like
need
always,
them to still
pay
it off.
Payoff letter.
Okay. But if they haven't paid it off and they're still in collections, then you guys wouldn't be able to move forward with the approval, correct?
Well, we would. Their collections
okay.
issues with another lender has nothing to do with what we can provide to the merchant. That's,
okay.
you know, their own issue with that own lender. But if they still have a balance with MCC, because we do in fact need to pay off MCC, we would, like, for example, you know, when we request the cabbage payoff letter, we need the payoff letter
sure.
for MCC. And then, of course, in that payoff letter, if it states, you know, that the merchant is delinquent or, you know, anything that may cause our team to second, you know, guess giving them the money, then we would, of course, proceed accordingly if that were to arise.
Okay, absolutely. I'll just make a detailed note.
That's just like a disclaimer, obviously, for
okay,
you to tell
yeah.
them.
Absolutely. I'll
we
go ahead
don't know what that letter will say.
I understand. I completely understand where you guys are coming from. So I'll go ahead and pass that information
yeah.
on to the sales rep. And
okay.
keep in touch. But thank you for this information. I appreciate it.
Yeah, totally. Let me know if you have any other questions today.
All right. Thank you, Jade. Have a good day.
Yep, you too. Bye.
All right. Bye.